This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
My name's Nathan Tree, and I'm the founder and chair of Blind Ice Hockey UK. And we're here today with Hilary Scanlon, Mark Sanders, and James Pope.
Well, it's so nice seeing you guys here. It's Have a Go Day from British Blind Sport in association with Scottish Disability Sport. But would you mind telling us, why are you here today? Do you have a station, or are you just here more to talk about your club?
We're here to promote blind ice hockey. We have an event in Edinburgh tomorrow morning, so we're here to let people know about that and promote the sport in general. We've just got some funding from the James Fund at the primary club. They've helped us to fund try blind ice hockey sessions and create a buzz around the sport and allow people to come and try it. So we're here just today to tell people that they can come and join us.
And Hilary, how did you join the group?
So I'm actually from Canada. I'm involved in the Canadian Blind Hockey program as on the Women and Girls Committee. I came to Oxford to go to school, and I play on the Oxford University Women's varsity team. One of the reasons why I chose to come to Oxford was because it's the only university in the world with a blind ice hockey program, and that was started by Nathan Tree. So that's how I initially got involved with blind ice hockey in the UK, and then started helping out with this organization, and now I'm the secretary. So just trying to do whatever I can from whatever side of the pond I'm on to grow the sport.
That's amazing. So traveling very far to make sure you still feel very, I would say, 100% Canadian with the ice hockey, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, I play more ice hockey in the UK than I would ever even have the opportunity to play in Canada. Playing on the women's varsity team has been a dream that I never could have imagined. So playing 2 to 3 times a week is something that I would never get in Canada. So it's almost more Canadian experience being in Oxford.
And Nathan, how do we play ice hockey? And I know we're in Scotland, or in Glasgow specifically today, but I imagine this is available all around the UK.
Yeah, so the adaptations for blind and visually impaired people are that in regular ice hockey, we have a vulcanized rubber puck. We have a hollow steel puck that is a lot bigger and has ball bearings in, and it sounds like a cowbell. And it's much easier to see for those of us that can see. There are adaptive rules for goalies. So goalies have their vision occluded, so they play all by sound. And we're also non-checking. So if you may have experienced ice hockey before, it can be quite violent. There is no violent checking, at least not on purpose. And there's no fighting as well. So it's a very skilled sport. But also we say it's one of the few sports where you have a cane in your hand, as an ice hockey stick is about the same length as a cane.
So do you sometimes accidentally take your ice hockey out when you leave through the door?
Yeah, I have done, and I've seen you, Hilary, before use your stick to get to the gate at your house instead of a cane, right?
I was thinking of using it today because I didn't bring one. I just have my dog, so...
How many people have you seen join and, I guess, find the joys of ice hockey since you founded the club?
So since we founded, we've had about 20 new participants. And so far, half of us here today, so James and Mark that are with us, they took up the sport because of what we've been doing. And we're looking to increase that. And it seems that the more people we tell about it, the more people go, yeah, that's the one for me. Looking to keep building all the time.
What's the biggest misconception around blind ice hockey?
Hilary?
I think generally that blind people can't play it, and I'm sure that that's a running theme throughout today, that people are shocked when we're wearing kind of these jerseys today that say Blind Ice Hockey UK. People are always kind of shocked and saying, oh, what is that? I've never even thought or imagined of a blind person being on the ice kind of before. So that's probably the biggest misconception, but I understand that transverses all blind sports. We're here to challenge and shatter stereotypes.
And what goals do you have for 2024? What's in store for you?
2024, we want to have more participants trying blind ice hockey. So we've got sessions currently booked in Romford in February, and in Cambridge in May. We will have more sessions as well as we have funding to do so. The aim is to get as many people on the ice as possible so that we can start to build a national program in the next couple of years.
And just a final one, how do we find out more about blind ice hockey?
You can find us at our website, which is blindicehockey.org.uk, and on Facebook at Blind Ice Hockey UK.
Right, so we're going to have a bit of a listen and hear what a puck sounds like, and I'm going to step back because it's quite loud. So Nathan, you're gearing up to do it, so 3, 2, 1, go! Amazing, well, good luck guys, and it was really nice speaking with you today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.